From spooky legends past, down through generations, to haunted locations that hold a ghostly past. Come one, come all, come finders and seekers. Hear the creepy side of Nepa.
Welcome to the creepy side of Nepa. I am Dan Kozlowski. I just like to apologize to everybody. If I sound a little strange throughout the episode tonight, I am getting over a bit of a cold. Before I introduce this evening's guest, I'd like to remind everyone joining us, please like, subscribe, or follow The Creepy Side of Nepa on whichever podcasting platform that you're listening to us on. And also, if you haven't already, please be sure to follow WNEP's Creepy Side of Nepa on Facebook. That is the best way to always be informed on the latest show information. Tonight, we have a returning guest to the show, owner of the Candle Shop of the Poconos, Linda Schlier. Linda is joining us tonight with one of her tour guides from The Haunted at the Candle Shop of the Poconos, Pocono Joe. They're here to talk about a new addition they are adding to the haunted tour of their candle shop. Linda and Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Glad to have you guys on the show. Linda, I know you've been on the show a few years ago talking a little bit about the history of the building. And Joe, I know you're new to the show this episode. So welcome both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And what I would like to do is, I know we explained a little bit about the history in our last episode. It probably has to be about 2 years ago, possibly 3 years ago now. If you guys go over a little bit of the history of the property first before we get started on the new tour that you guys are expecting.
Okay, so Joe, I'll let you start on that.
Okay. So, yeah, we have an amazing history, a really hidden history, too, right here in Swiftwater. And not a lot of people know about it, but in 1897, we had Dr. William Redwood Fisher. He came in from New Jersey, and he came in to try to prevent diseases. He really had a huge goal that he had to kind of fill for himself. And what he wanted to do was prevent diseases before they happened. So he had this idea to make a vaccine. And he started with the yellow fever vaccine because that's what his father actually had. He watched his father. He was about 12 years old when his father died. And his father passed away from yellow fever. And that's a mosquito-borne illness that's still actually prevalent in certain parts of the world. It's actually been eradicated, but there are hot spots around the world, basically Africa and very, very hot sub-Saharan Africa and down past the equator in South America. So yellow fever still exists as a problem, but not nearly what it was. And that's all thanks to William Redwood Fisher. He came in here to try to figure out how he was going to create this vaccine, and he did it. But the amazing part of it is he did it in candlelight in a basement with water up to his knees on some days. And he was experimenting on monkeys in the basement. And that's basically where that takes us now, because the monkeys, the spirits of the monkeys, are actually still haunting the building.
And that makes it very unique because you don't hear many stories of ghosts, mostly of animals.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it until I actually saw this on TV, ironically, when I first moved up to the Poconos. So that's how I kind of got acclimated to it.
And Linda, I believe you guys were on a couple national TV shows with this story, right?
Oh, yes, we were. We were actually on Dark Echoes is coming up. That's the new one. And we were on the Discovery Channel. We've been on that for probably 16 years now. And that was Curse of the Candle Shop. They came in and did a great TV show on us. Couldn't believe of all the activity on all the different floors in the store. Actually brought live monkeys into film. It was pretty amazing.
So out of the experiences over the years, Linda, what is one experience that you sort of stuck with you, a haunting experience?
I had an experience in the front room by the cash register. I was putting some candle holders up on top of a mantle on a ladder, and I had this experience. It felt like the whole building was shaking, and there was animals like running and running around the front room, and I was like frozen. But when I was on the step, the third step of the ladder, you could see the dust come all the way up like over me. I jumped off the ladder, ran out the store. It was like the biggest experience I ever had. It was scary.
It definitely isn't something you're expecting at the candle shop.
No. I was scared for a while. I couldn't even go back into the store by myself.
That had to be tough being the owner and being afraid to go back in by yourself.
It was scary. Yeah, I was thinking twice about if I was going to go to this candle shop.
So as of right now, before the new tour gets open, what were people expecting? I know it's a candle shop, and you guys do a guided tour currently, right?
We do.
So what exactly is a candle shop on the first floor?
Candle shop has two floors of merchandise. We make all of our own candles. We have a warehouse down below where all the candle making is. We have the strongest candles around. I've been making candles since I was 8 years old, and it's a family business. My brothers were in it, my mom and dad. So it's quite, you know, we've been making candles forever, and I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique business.
It is, it is. And, you know, it's a mountain thing. My brother went to Florida and had a candle shop, and it did do so good down there. It's definitely a mountain thing. People love candles in the fall, in the winter, in the summer.
So where do the tours take place? Is it in the candle shop itself?
So it is. It's in the basement, and it's a guided tour, and I'm going to let Joe take that over.
Absolutely, yes. So it's a great tour because we've just built upon it by opening up the attic. So I'll get to that in a minute, but that's mm-hmm. what we're going to be doing this weekend is tours of the attic. But you could tour the entire tour. So you don't just come for the attic. You come for the whole tour.
Right.
You get the entire tour, which is an amazing tour. Because we actually will take you downstairs, and we will take you into the laboratory of the doctor. And the amazing thing is the laboratory, the cages that the monkeys were in, that is all still downstairs.
Oh, so it's all original.
It is. Yeah, there's really some amazing history down there as well. And it's really great how everything kind of was just left there almost as if he walked out one day and just never came back.
Interesting.
And the great thing about it is that now we have opened up the attic. So one thing that they always told Linda was, don't open up the attic. There's no reason to open up the attic. Don't open the attic. Now, we know the doctor had his office up there, and then later on, his daughter lived up there with a couple of the monkeys, believe it or not.
Hmm. So he lived in the home, did the experiments in the basement?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, all of his experimenting was down in the basement. So he had fashioned a guillotine that he created into the wall that would chop the head off of the monkey. And unfortunately, one of the things that pretty much all the psychics say when they talk to him, when they come in and they have an experience with him, they all kind of say the same thing. He always wants people to know that he is a good person. He always was a good person, but his family lived in the house too, and they had nothing to do with his experimenting. But he realizes that a lot of people can understand that that might be taken as animal cruelty. And that's sure. something that he doesn't want to be associated with. He actually was a really, really good person. And he did this guillotine that he created so that the animals actually wouldn't feel the pain. He created a way to do it so that he had to unfortunately take their heads off for this to see exactly what was going on with the vaccine, if it was working or not. But he could do it in a humane way. And that's actually what he did. So whenever anybody's spoken to his spirit, he always says the same thing. Doesn't really matter who he's talking to. He always wants people to know that his family had nothing to do with it and, you know, and that he really was a good person. And he actually was, because he later on became Justice of the Peace in Pocono Township, where the house is located.
So he was a prominent person in the community.
He was. He was a humanitarian. He helped with forming the historical society in the county. And his bassinet from his children is actually still in the historical society.
Interesting. So As of now, before the attic gets opened up, the tours are basically just focused on the basement area.
Correct. Yeah. Right now, just focused on the laboratory area. We do take you into the store at the end of it. So if you did want to go shopping and you didn't want to pick anything out, most people do because the candles are amazing, but there's a lot of other things in there as well. And the architecture, the history of the house itself and the building. And ironically, this was built on a Native American burial ground.
Well, this has a lot of creepy factors going for it then.
There is. There is. So, yeah, it's amazing.
So now after you guys are opening the attic this coming weekend, so it's actually be the weekend prior to release of this episode. What could people expect now coming back? Maybe if they went there in the past, what could they expect new now with the attic tour?
Basically, people are going to be able to see the attic as it is now. We actually did find some of his of the family's belongings up there and a couple of things like that that we talk about on the tour and some things that we could show like that. But basically what they're going to be able to see is this space that we were told, that Linda was told, never to open. And now we're opening it and we're going to see what happens.
That sounds interesting. You never know what you know you stir up, especially with many people telling you don't open it.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing about – I'm sorry. Am I talking at somebody?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No,
I couldn't tell somebody. Yeah, so the thing about the candle shop is you have so many really cool things there, but we've seen a lot of stuff happen. If you've been in that building for a tour, if you've walked around that building, you've probably sensed something or saw something. On the tours, we see a lot of people get pushed in front of us. We see people get kind of their hair pulled a little bit. And it's really interesting to watch them react to it. And you're staring at these people and they're actually experiencing this in front of you, which is really an amazing thing because there's a lot of people that, even if you like creepy and spooky things, there's a lot of people that are still kind of grounded in reality and think that maybe that stuff doesn't exist. But once you see it happen in front of you, it really does change your mind.
Oh, yeah. You have to see with your own eyes.
Exactly.
So, Linda, I have two questions for you that just popped into my head, actually. When you took over the property, was there a person who owned the property in the middle between, like, the doctor and you? Or did you take over from the doctor's family?
No, there was a lady. They owned a furniture antique store there. We bought it from her. And she told me never, ever to do business after 5 o'clock.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, gave me some ground rules when we bought the building. Never to be open after 5 p.m. And just never to be upstairs. So I don't know what she meant about being upstairs on the second floor or anything. So it actually became the third floor, you know, kind of in the basement. So it's where we have our candle stuff also. But, they lived up there, and then eventually they weren't living up there. They were living in a different part of the house. So I don't really know what really went on in there, but it's definitely spooky in there.
So you knew the property was haunted before you took over. You were kind of warned.
You know, we did the walkthrough. You could feel stuff, but I just thought, you know what, it was in my mind. You know, it was a very old house with, you know, it has beautiful architecture and like there's three fireplaces on the main floor and it's just built beautiful, but you can tell it's just something's not right in there.
And I mean, it just adds really probably to the character of the building, a little backstory.
It does. People think it's so cool to come in there. They just love all our products that we make and they just love to go shopping there. They think it's the fun shop.
Now, when you were explaining like a couple of the stories that happened to you in the past, just curious, have they happened after 5 or are they in the afternoon?
So the one with the fireplace, when I was putting the candle holders up on the fireplace mantle, that happened at like 4:30.
Okay.
So it was raining out that day, but till the whole experience lasted and I was outside running at when I ran outside, it was almost 5 o'clock. Because I couldn't lock the doors of the candle shop. I made a phone call with my cell phone in the car to get my husband to come back up to lock the building because I was not going back in there. Yeah, it's a little scary there when it gets a little dark.
Yeah, I can understand that. Is the candle shop open now after 5 o'clock?
So we open till 6.
Okay.
And it's been good. It's been good. We've been having a lot of, you know, the candles smell the candle shop up very, very good. We've been having a lot of animal smells, like a zoo. It's weird. In certain parts of the candle shop, when you walk around, it's like sometimes it smells like you're at the zoo.
And that's really interesting at a candle shop, because you would think the strong scents from the candle would take care of that.
Smell the apples or French vanilla or grape, you know, like.
And you'll smell those monkey smells in the basement too. There's sometimes where they're really prevalent, you know. So you will smell things like that down there as well in the laboratory area still.
And like I said, you just find that weird, because you think of a candle shop that. The most like prevalent smells are your apple smells and the scents of the candles, because they're some of them could be strong.
Oh, you smell candles everywhere. You absolutely smell the candles, but yeah, sometimes it could override it.
Yeah, that makes it even more interesting.
Definitely.
So if someone was interested in stopping by the candle shop and taking one of the tours, how would they get more information?
So you can go online, thehauntedpa.com. or mycandleshop.com, and there's a haunted purchase button to buy tickets. And then we also have tickets at the counter, but sometimes it'll be sold out, so it's best to buy them online. And we're at 1900 Route 611 in Swiftwater, Pennsylvania, at the Candle Shop of the Pocono.
And do you do tours every day or just certain days of the week?
So we're starting on weekends right now. But by the middle of July, we should be full, you know, 5 days, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or, you know, a middle day. We'll have to figure it out. We change it up a little bit for people, because some people come to the Poconos during the week,
mm-hmm.
and most people come on the weekends, but we don't want them to miss out either, because it's a great, great tour.
Yeah, we've done some special things in the fall that we might, you know, announce again this year again. So there is other things that we do to kind of celebrate the whole, you know, spookiness and creepy side to it, as well as the history.
Okay, and the best place is log online and check out the website, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you, Pocono Joe and Linda Schlater, for joining us this evening on the Creepy Side of NEPA and talking a little bit about the Pocono or the candle shop of the Poconos.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Creepy Side of NEPA. If you have a story or an idea you would like to share for an upcoming episode, please email us. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is ghost@wnep.com. Again, our email address is ghost@wnep.com. Until next time. Enjoy the creepy side of NEPA.
This has been the creepy side of NEPA. If you have a spooky story that took place in northeastern or central Pennsylvania, send it to ghost@wnep.com for your chance to share it on an upcoming episode. We're dying to hear from you.